Good morning. It's 8:35 a.m. on Sunday, April the 28th, 2019. It's quite a lovely morning out this morning. There's a nice breeze. The sun is up. It's out. It's hot. So I'm glad I got out when I did. I kind of wish I'd left at least one of these layers at home. But I'm walking in the shade. There's a nice breeze. That last half mile is going to be a bit of a bitch, but so it goes. I don't know what to talk about this morning. I got nothing. I'm sort of mostly dazed and confused here at the moment. I was sitting there in my pajamas, dubbing around on the computer, and power went out. Just the whole house went dark. And my wife and I are sitting there kind of looking at each other for a minute. And then she went back to bed because she was up way too early. And I decided that the power outage was the universe's way to tell me to put on my pants and go for your walk. So, here I am. I put on my pants, I put on my boots. I put on big people pants, big people shirt. And now I'm off for my walk. For whatever that means. So, I will confess that I may have found, I have found a new game. I may have found the right new game. Because it's not an endless game where there's always one more thing to do. There's always one more thing to do. Dogs. It's a finite game. You play it, you play it, you play it, you win or you lose. And then there's a decision point. Do I play again or do I put it down? And I will confess that over the last 24 hours, there have probably been too many times where I have played again. But I can see that this is not necessarily the way it's going to work once the immediate novelty wears off. I'm losing a lot. I'm losing a lot right now. I played at the lowest, easiest level, and I could win at that. Not easily, but I could. And I'm playing at the second highest level, and I'm losing pretty badly. Not always. Sometimes I almost eke it out. But there's something I'm doing wrong that I don't know what it is. Oh, the game is Offworld Trading Company, OTC. It's a pretty cheap game. It's like 20 bucks, Steam. But I'm playing single player, I'm playing just against the computer AIs, which is supposed to be pretty easy. And yet they're kicking my butt. This is a pretty lovely morning. There's a lot of puffy clouds up there. There's a lot of cumulus clouds. It's a bit of a dark band off to the southwest. There's something coming in. Daffodils looking daffodilly here this morning. Well, definitely spring. We're definitely into spring. That's a sand cherry right there. I think it's all blossomed up. And then there's this white blossom thing. I don't know what that is. It might be a dogwood. A flowering dogwood? I don't know. Might be. There's a lot of them around. Tiny little bird houses. I never noticed those before. The tree here was on the other side of the fence. It's these little... They barely look like 3x3. I don't know if they're wren houses or bat houses or what they are. So basically all I'm doing is I'm walking along, I'm looking around like I have never seen this neighborhood before in my life. Aspen with a bunch of catkins on it. Cool air feels good on my skin. This last half mile is going to be warmer. So also apparently I was looking at, I think I talked about this before, there's community gardens here in Greeley. And there's one like a block from here. Apparently two blocks from here. Over behind the church. I thought about looking into it. It's $15 for the watering. just not outrageous here. That's who controls the water controls the West. Little gang sign there. Hello. Good morning. Monk post. Say it with me. Monk post. There we go. Sorry. I get takes a little out of sequence here. Got all excited. I was right up on it. I'm hiking along this morning. My legs feel good this morning. Yesterday, I have to confess that my, it probably wasn't a showstopper, but my knee was swollen yesterday. I didn't get out of my pajamas until like 1 in the afternoon. But I also have to admit that I think I was pretty well down there. I'm sort of focused on self-care. I'm focused on, all right, is manage the voices in my head a little bit. If they're saying mean things, that's probably not a good sign. And so reframing those to be a little more Nathan-friendly. I mean, there comes a point where I get this overwhelming urge to abuse myself for being lazy or unmotivated or not serious or fill in the blank. Oh, sprinkler spraying through the fence and onto me. Thank you. I saw it coming and I didn't realize how high it was. Anyway, so I was sort of trying to not reframe it exactly, but to step back and say, well, okay, why is this happening? And I think a big part of it is stress being caused by syphilis. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of moving parts. And most of the moving parts aren't going in directions I'm happy with. So, yeah, we're particularly over the last, I'm going to say, 2-3 weeks, and now leading up to the final push to the Nebula weekend. Apparently, we finally have a program. Now, I'm flying to Burbank on the 14th, which is like 2 weeks from Tuesday. It must be the 13th. Flying on a Tuesday. Got to be there for Wednesday the 14th. Now, Wednesday the 15th. Wednesday, whatever it is. So, yeah, basically 2 weeks. And just like in the last couple of days, we have a program. It's not my responsibility. It's not my fault. It just makes me crazy. is not how you run a professional conference. Crackles out this morning. Oh. Sparrowhawk. I haven't had to see a sparrowhawk in a long time. Well, that was nice. The sky. The sun went behind a cloud just as I was breaking out here, so it's not terrible. Still a good breeze. Let's see if I can, when I get home, if I can actually upload this. I'm sure my laptop still has power, but I got no network. So we'll see how it goes. Walk past the park, everything is greening up. There's still a lot of dry looking clumps sticking up through, but the understory of this this meadow here is all greening up nicely. Lots of dandelions and I don't know what those are. Some kind of creeping ground cover, I think. Little whitey, purpley flower things. I'd grab up instead. This one's looking good. How about this one? Looks like it has some leaves on, but it's looking kind of sad. Wow, look at that. The dead weeping willow is putting out new growth. The one that I've walked by and said the weeping willow is still dead for the last 2 years. It's got new growth on it. It's coming up from the base, but still. That's pretty astonishing. Oh, I've got to break out my little electric chainsaw and go around the house and prune up some of the sports here before they get out of hand. Everybody out walking. I wonder if it's because the power's still out.
Calculus or like banana calculus? That's
it! Anyway. That looks like it's still out. I'm standing beside the electric meter and the little dial is not turning, so. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.